Home Free. April 22, 2019. Brentwood, California. I couldn't have known it then, but that heart tugging Mother's Day text was the beginning of India's long journey home. The trek would be tentative at first, with emotional roadblocks that she and I would need to overcome along the way. But even the smallest of steps was enough to put her on the path homeward bound. I hurried back to New York that June when I heard Keith's legal team was determined to get him bail at the next hearing. Keith had been dodging, manipulating, and abusing the court system for decades, and I was panic-stricken he'd pull it off yet again. I did not want that man free. The possibility that he'd try to contact India was catastrophic. If my presence in the courtroom could somehow help keep him behind bars, I would be there, front and center. After I landed, I texted India to ask if she'd meet up with me. "You didn't come to see me," she replied. "You came for the hearing." Understandably, she was still angry and conflicted about everything: the cult, the arrests, the publicity, and my involvement in all of it. She didn't want to see me. Then she said she did want to see me. Then she changed her mind again. This back and forth went on for a day or two. She's flip-flopping because she's still under the influence of the doctrine, said cult expert Diane Benscoter, whom I'd called for advice. Diane's 2013 autobiography, Shoes of a Servant, My Unconditional Devotion to a Lie, details her years in the Unification Church cult of the late South Korean religious leader Sun Myung-moon. Its adherents are called Moonies, and her eventual escape. She can't move forward until she understands what was done to her, Diane explained. Her behavior demonstrates cognitive dissonance. It's to be expected. That's normal. Meanwhile, my spirits were boosted considerably when Tony, Stanley, and I went to court in Brooklyn on June 12th. The courtroom was packed. At the prosecutor's table sat three assistant U.S. attorneys, Moira Kim Penza and Tanya Hajar, the ace legal eagles who wrote the skewer.